Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you? I'm Al Craig. Pleased to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring.
I'm Instagram famous. Quack, quack, quack.
Come on, man. We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom.
You're a fraud, Greg.
Greg Hill.
Hump day, am I right?
Mr. Rogers. They said, hey, it's almost Friday. Who doesn't get excited because it's almost Friday?
Yeah.
Friday Junior, sir, right. Whose name I don't know.
Jim, how's the
life? I'm like, hey, guys, almost Friday.
Right. Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine. Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Wiggy.
Love a good stretch.
Don't you love a good stretch? Is there anything better than it?
There is nothing better than a good stretch.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Oh, this is going to make me sound stupid, but...
Can't you just buy your own sex doll?
Courtney Cox.
So you're suggesting that the Major League Baseball scheduler should be dismembered?
Yes. Okay. Dismembered.
Yeah, dismembered. Okay.
Not dismembered. No dismembered.
And accompanied by...
Look at my booty in these tight pants.
You know, can't stuff it in your mouth if you're on the phone.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Another stroke of Sweeney's.
Curtis and Shime.
Have a great Easter.
Can I do one other thing?
Yeah.
The Patriots aren't going to win another Super Bowl for 30 years.
Wow.
Nice.
Long time.
Love that.
See
30?
A long time.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning. Good
morning, everyone.
Morning. Good morning, my neighbor.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. I'm a people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Happy Friday.
Yep.
Hi, Wiggy.
Hey, how are ya?
I know. Happy Friday.
It is.
I'm going to be happy Friday.
More pleasantries.
I know you're going to tell me to relax. It's the regular season.
That
it is. I know you're going to tell me to relax.
All right.
But the Celtics' inability to beat the Atlanta Hawks is causing some concern for me. We're not worried about it.
I'm not at all. And even Shime this morning was like, I'm kind of worried that Atlanta has the Celtics number.
Well,
I'm like, okay, yeah, two in a row, that's fine.
There's a concern that I have that I'll get to in my lead that I'm
ugh. Ooh, lead tease.
Could this be something that might pop its ugly head come playoff time? But then again, it is Atlanta, so their night off, they probably were at Magic City. Having enjoying some lemon pepper wings.
Been there.
You can blame it
on your favorite place and Curtis's favorite place, Magic City in Atlanta. That's fine.
It is magical.
It is Hotlanta.
I would assume that the Jontay Murray spends an awful lot of time down there, and it didn't affect him last night.
He's used to it.
What did he have, 44?
44.
Did he throw up 44 points last night?
Yes, he did.
On
70 shots?
On the best team in the NBA. So, yeah. All right.
He's used to them lemon pepper.
Atlanta wings. Also the place where Courtney and I were at the same place at the same time and didn't know it.
Yeah. We said hello to each other.
Oh, we may have, right. We said hello in the lobby.
In the vestibule of the hotel.
Right. It was a lovely courtyard.
Oh, you two were at a hotel together?
It was the Super Bowl. I'm sure you were there as well.
Oh, Tom Curran was in the same hotel, too.
Yes,
so.
Actually, in the same vestibule.
Yes.
Me, you, and Tommy Curran.
I mean, the podcast waiting to happen.
Yeah, that must have been an extraordinary experience for you, Courtney.
I was scared of Curtis at the time, so.
you were afraid of Curtis?
Yeah, I basically was like, oh, hello, goodbye.
Wow.
I'm Courtney.
Now that you know him, there's absolutely no reason to be afraid of the man.
You were way off on that assessment. Curtis is the last one.
Curtis, you've got an edge.
You've
got an edge.
He does have a bit of an edge.
Yeah.
What, you're not afraid of him?
No. Curtis is like, you know.
Winky afraid of me? Nah. Have you been listening to the show?
Curtis is like the kid you hang out with. Every now and then you want to beat him up, but you know you're his friend, so you got to let And he has such a great home for summertime barbecues.
I think Greg's the scariest on the show.
Really?
Yeah. Well, intimidating.
How am I intimidating?
Because you wear your emotions on your face.
Is that what it is?
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when he's not happy with something I do, it's usually the fingers in between eyebrows.
Yeah.
Or the
it's a tension headache. Yeah.
The rubbing of the eye.
See, but you're more
I say, I've done it again.
You're more scared of him because he's kind of like the boss. I feel like Joey Craxton. Craxton is the one you should be scared of.
For what reason?
Because you could end up in his meat locker, his freezer, in his basement.
Jeez, that is an errant attack on Jackson, of all people.
I mean, we love Jackson, but I mean, think about it. If somebody was to snap and go ham, I would say Craxton would be at the top of the list.
No, and Jackson actually brought
us. Who would you put ahead of him?
That was somebody that would snap?
Yes.
You're saying the whole radio station?
Yes. And, you know, who would you put ahead of Craxton?
I have Gresh. I feel like Gresh.
Yeah. I think that's a very solid answer, Greg.
But also, is there some issue between you and Foye?
No, why? I mean, not that I'm aware of.
Okay,
is there?
Somebody was texting the other day saying that Foye said he hates you or something.
Does he? I don't know.
I didn't know if there was a lingering issue from the old show or Foye something.
Foye didn't hate nobody.
Yeah, I didn't do nothing to Foye, so if he hates me for one of my takes, then, you know, I'm doing
probably
a good job.
It's probably take related.
Oh, it's 100% take related.
Sean, I didn't do nothing.
I didn't do nothing.
He's got an edge.
Come for me.
I would also say that I agree with Wiggy. That you guys remember Billy Madison, where he had he's like, boy, am I glad I was nice to that guy when he wasn't on the kill list.
Yeah.
I feel like Jackson is a very kind guy, but there is a lot of simmering anger.
He's definitely taking notes.
Yes.
He actually brought us all Easter presents today.
Oh, that's very nice of
you. Nice.
I'm telling you, that's the thing about people who snap, they're the nicest people in the world. That's why you're always like...
And then it's just one day it's over.
Yeah.
That's why everybody on the news, when somebody gets shot, they're like, oh, Bill always seemed like such a swell guy.
Like, Gresh is like, he's just big and angry. He's like one of those big dudes that's like, you know, he's always going to yell and scream because people are intimidated of his size.
Yeah,
but
well,
I think people are scared of him because of his size. Craxton is more like, all right, when Joey Crack snaps.
Yeah. Well, I feel like the issues for Gresh, Andy Gresh, our midday host, are more related to the fact that his body appears to be failing him. Like and it's an unfortunate thing.
Oh,
it's happening to him a little bit early, but it's just like every time he comes in, he has some sort of a malady.
Right. Like 10:49, 12:49, final hour, 101.
Whether it's his teeth or his legs.
Right. Or if you don't show up on time, that's a big red flag for Greg.
Speaking of snapping, It's still raining, Curtis.
Oh, God.
Is it? How long is it going to rain for? Are we done today, or is it going to continue this weekend
it
and
looks
ruin
like,
Easter weekend?
I would maybe delay your old man walk to noon.
Yeah.
And right. then you'll be fine. It'll be breezy and cloudy, but the rain should be done by then.
I got a great piece of news yesterday with regard to spring and this show. Granite Links opens Monday. So my golf club opens on Monday. That means that spring is here. Shime, you and I, 18 before. We'll do 18 to celebrate when you hit the 50 mark pounds.
Ooh, okay.
Pounds gone. All right. Ooh,
sounds good.
Adding to that bill, Shime.
Well, I mean, yeah, we still have the dinner at Moo, which will set me back for a good 4 or 5 years. But you got to get to 45 pounds down before we do that, right?
Yep.
That
just over, just about 10 pounds to go.
All right.
Okay.
Keep it up, Shime.
All right. Well, happy Friday. Welcome to your show. If you would like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text with your comment, you could text at any point over the next 4 hours on the Subaru of New England text line. That is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at subaruofnewengland.com. The leads this morning, including Wiggy's, about the Boston Celtics coming up in just about 15 minutes at 6:25. They said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We may require a second helping, if you will, of they said it, because there's a lot to talk about this morning. I found some of the comments that were made by the owner of the New England Patriots on the shop to be of interest yesterday.
Right.
And so perhaps we could do a single They Said It segment on what Robert Kraft had to say with
like
Devontae Adams and others yesterday.
For the culture, Bobby Kraft.
It's interesting. There's the spin seems to be happening in all kinds of different directions, and it's very much of interest.
And also, it was another case of Greg sending a cut on Twitter, amazing, and then Wiggy sending the same cut 2 minutes later in the text thread.
Yeah, I'm not sure Wiggy pays attention to anything that anybody else sends on our group chat.
That was a record, though.
It was, and he did it twice. I
did it once.
I said no.
I did it once for the Gerard Mayo.
No.
And then you did it again.
I sent the Gerard Mayo stuff over.
Right.
Because I was somewhat aghast at what Robert Kraft was saying about the hiring of Gerard Mayo. Mm-hmm. And then thereby, momentarily, like 2 to 3 minutes later, you send the gaspingly send the same cut over as if I didn't just send it,
right,
and then you sent it back over in 5 minutes
but that was a different one.
And who's accused of being the old head?
No, that was a different.
The second one,
you guys clearly didn't look at my message, because the second one was completely different. The second one was about the blackness of organizations.
It was the same thing.
No, the first one was about Mayo. The second one was about blackness.
Well, if I could, the first one was about blackness as well.
It was all black, because remember, they're in the barbershop.
Yeah, I know.
Like Robert Kraft goes to the barbershop.
I understand.
That's, you got to find him on a Saturday afternoon.
I mean, that's what he's prioritizing right now, is all of the way in which he is perceived. And it doesn't mean anything.
I don't know a lot about Mr. Kraft, but does he often get his hair cut in a black barbershop?
I mean, you know,
I'm not too aware of what he does in his personal life.
And I can't keep up with him, because he said earlier at the introductory press conference that he doesn't see race, but now it appears it's all he sees.
It's like Big Swizzle. Let me get a taper in a lineup. Tapering a lineup. You know, I got you, Crafty.
Jonathan, did they have a barbershop like this in Brookline?
Hey, you know, I guess, you know, that's where all the magic happens in the barbershop, in the shop. So maybe
right,
he's getting lined up.
Well, anyway, they said it at 7 and maybe then again at 8:30 on this morning show. And Courtney has the news coming up at 7:30 this morning. And an unfortunate case of drive-through rage, which led to violence in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So All of that coming up on the Friday Greg Hill Show here at WEEI. Good morning and hello to those who are watching the show already on Twitch or on YouTube. If you want to watch this show, you can go to Twitch and follow WEEI. It's that simple. And participate in the lively, sometimes rancorous Twitch chat, which Curtis and I love being a part of.
Hi.
all right. Let's get right to Courtney and to what is trending first thing this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Sox are undefeated, 6-4 out in Seattle. Raffy Devers starts the season off with a homer. His two-run shot, his second career opening day home run. Uh-huh. So good for Raffy Devers.
All right, 162-0.
Yep. Tyler O'Neill also had a homer in this one. It's his fifth consecutive opening day home run. Brian Baio went five innings. He gave up two runs on five hits while striking out two. Here's Alex Cora talking about Baio's outing.
He was excellent. He can be better. We know that. I think command was off, but he was able to make pitches. For a kid from Samaná to be in this stage and go out there and perform, you know, it was awesome. You know, we made a big commitment a few weeks ago. You know, he wanted to pitch in Quisqueya. I always envisioned him pitching here at T-Mobile, one of the first two games, and he had the ball tonight, and he did enough.
Well, Curtis, I say it all the time when it comes to baseball. Just got to win these series. That's it. Just win the series. Mm-hmm. Series after series after series. That's it.
Hey, you know what I said this morning when I went to get my coffee? 168-0, huh? And the guy said, good morning. By the way, I have to say this.
Yeah.
It is great that they won. And I am so heartened by the Red Sox fan reaction to the Sam Kennedy interview yesterday. There is still that brewing angst and rage that I thought may have dissipated.
Yeah.
People were enraged with Sam yesterday.
Well, there are a lot of fans who care about this baseball team and want them to do really well. And you're right about that. The worst thing that he could get is their apoplectic. Is that the word?
Apoplectic.
Yeah, they don't care. And I think fans still care. So let's go. What's first pitch tonight? That, 12:30, 1 a.m.? What time is that?
No, a little earlier tonight, 9:40 against the Mariners. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 8:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And it took overtime, but the Celtics fell to the Hawks again. Final score 123-122. Jason Tatum had a double-double, 31 points and 13 rebounds in the loss. DeJounte Murray had the game winner in the final seconds of OT. He ended the night with 44 points in Atlanta.
I thought it was Jaylen Brown who ended the night. I guess that's why you don't leave no time on the clock.
When it comes to college hoops, we'll have an update coming up next. But do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Good morning, and good morning to Chris of the Twitch chat, who clearly didn't listen, asking why I didn't ask about Jordan Montgomery. That was literally my first question. if you mention the player's name, he will not answer it. So you have to ask it as a general question about a one-year, $25 million deal.
While I was listening, it was all softballs for Sam Kennedy. That was all it was yesterday.
I thought it was baseball season, not softball season.
I think they even talked about ketchup.
Did they ask about mustard sinking ship? 40 degrees, drizzle outside. I don't want to hear a word about a drought in July, okay? We've had enough rain. Afternoon high, 48.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, the official weather smoke of this radio station promises clear skies for tomorrow. I'm just in time for Easter. So I'm going to take him at his word, get through today, one more rainy day on top of 75 straight days of rain or whatever it's been, Curtis. And good wishes to all for Easter. Anybody doing anything special? Curtis, you doing anything big for Easter?
I will be just thanking God every moment that he is risen.
Oh. That's very nice. Okay. Do you have any plans?
We're going over to Santo's mom's house. Very excited. Going to hang out with Santo's family. So
I see.
Very excited.
Are you bringing Shime's mashed potatoes?
No mashed potatoes for this. We'll be bringing the wine, I believe.
All right.
Okay.
All right, breaking bread. Nah, I ain't doing nothing.
Nothing?
I'm chillaxing.
No big plans?
Nah. Easter's for the kids, man. We ain't got no more kiddies. So.
Greg, how about you? You going to take the new flame on an Easter egg hunt?
I am taking the new flame down to Old Cape. I love the Cape in the winter. Hello to my Cape people.
All right.
It's not the winter.
We have two. It is. It's still sort of. I let me correct myself. In the off season,
thank you.
I love the Cape in the off season. So she and I will be taking a little trip down there, and
then
I will be back in time for Easter brunch with Brees Hill and Mrs. Hill.
We're on the Cape.
Yeah,
Jennifer Hill. What?
We're on the Cape.
Going to be in the.
Don't tell us. You got
Chatham area.
You are not.
Huh? What?
Did you score a deal at a certain hotel?
No, I don't get a deal at that place.
Off season.
I love that hotel though. That might be arguably the nicest hotel in the East Coast.
Wow.
I don't. I won't give my opinion.
Big spender.
Enjoy the cake.
Curtis, that's what you're here for.
No, I don't want to offend any potential business.
I'm jealous.
Anyway, happy Easter to everybody.
Yes. Let me just say this: if you go to a hotel that's $1,000 a night. And you arrive looking to have dinner, and they say they're fully there. What was the word they used? I don't know what the term was, but they were fully booked.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, sorry, yeah, there's a pizza place down the street. Like, not exactly how I would run a business.
I didn't realize you had an issue.
Oh, what with a total.
With the Chatham Bars.
Holier than thou, and it's full of Nantucket losers.
Oh!
1,000 a night.
Jeez.
That'd be a
it's
nice
just
room.
I mean, it's beautiful in Chatham. The hotel in and of itself.
Is it on the water? Do I get a
water?
Yeah. It's water adjacent.
It's a great hotel.
It's
a gorgeous spa.
If I'm spending a stack on a night.
I mean, don't listen to Curtis. I got a Groupon.
really nice hot tubs there, Wiggy.
All right. Inside?
Yeah, at the spa, inside and outside.
Right. Yeah, you would love the hot tubs.
Love
you're
a good hot tub.
You're a hot tub.
That I am.
Correction, you're actually a hot tub jet guy.
Yep.
You like to sit on the jet. It's not the purpose to sit on the jets.
Well, if they have them in the seats, that's what they're there for. You don't put Jets in the seats for no reason.
I understand.
Get the glutes.
The glutes and the hammies.
They're still scrubbing the one in Ireland.
Oh.
Speaking of traveling, that reminds me, the raffle is currently ongoing for this year's Greg Hill Classic, which is happening in Bermuda in May. And you could, if you win the raffle, you get a foursome. And that includes everything. So that means that you fly with us on Anything Goes Air. You get your hotel, your entire group. Everybody gets a room.
Nice hotel.
Yeah.
Grotto Bay.
The Grotto Bay Resort.
Ooh, Grotto.
And then you get golf at the tournament. Yep. And you get all your food, all your beverages. You get to be a part of the beach bonfire that we are doing down there. And a part of the shows. We will be broadcasting from Bermuda for a couple days during the Greg Hill Classic in May. So just go to BermudaGolfRaffle.org. That's BermudaGolfRaffle.org and take a shot or several shots. And Wiggy is not, Wiggy cannot go.
Mm-mm.
You have something you have to deal with.
Yep.
So that means that Curtis, you could go if you would like. I'm up in the air on that. It's really up to the bland manager, Ken Laird. So.
Yeah, so we'll figure it out.
Go down there. Hold it down on the beach. Yes. He's looking for a little nude beaching.
Uh-huh.
You know, but
I can't believe that you and Mrs. Wiggins will not be able to take advantage of your favorite activity on the beach.
And we were all excited, too, to go.
Uh-huh.
We were all excited. She asked me last week, but then we had some other things we got to take care of.
Okay.
But,
all right.
I've never been to Bermuda, and I heard it's lovely.
Awesome. You would love the water there. It's bath water.
Yeah, you get me in a crystal clear, warm water.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
dangerous.
781 text, Greg, did you find your passport? Nope. So I'm going to have to do the expedited passport thing, which is $150 apparently. That's a nightmare.
Well,
I got to get to
breakfast
it. Breakfast
at where you're staying this weekend.
I have to get to it today.
All right. Can you do it online or do you got
to
go into
I think
a place?
You have to go into the place. It's probably a whole thing. Mm-hmm. You got to bring 47 forms of identification.
Right. Yeah. And you know the one piece of identification, because they asked me, I have to do something where I need it. And it's like, I haven't seen it in like 40 years. It's a Social Security card.
Yeah.
I had to order one. I'm like,
you don't still have yours?
Who's asking?
Oh my!
Wait, do you still have yours in your wallet?
No, not my wallet, but I have it at home in a
special
folder.
I don't think I have mine.
Yeah, it's like it's one.
I have my birth certificate.
Birth certificate. I see, but it's
you've had
my Social Security card.
No disrespect, but you've had that unused condom in your wallet for 20 years.
Oh, geez.
No disrespect. Now that you've lost the weight, that'll probably change.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in a very, very solid relationship now for 5 years. I think I'm doing all right.
Solid, the right word?
What would Olivia say about that?
All right. Oh, God. Greg, stop.
Yeah. He's got a Social Security card.
This may be the tipping point for Shime.
Anyway, I have to. I live in a tiny little place. I've looked everywhere.
Right. Lost it in the move.
You think it was lost in the move?
Keep it in the safe. You need a safe.
I don't have a safe.
You old need man one. Props.
What would I keep in a safe?
Well, you keep your passport, you know, some other valuables.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what other you must have some family heirlooms.
I don't have any. I prefer heirloom tomatoes with buffalo mozzarella.
Right. A little bit of olive oil and pesto. Yeah,
did you have Jen hold on to it when you guys were in Italy?
No. No, I don't. I don't think so.
She's very responsible. I would trust her with the documents.
She is a very responsible woman, yes. Jen Hill. Very responsible.
Are you a passenger princess when you're traveling?
Well, what does that mean?
That means let go and let God. Everybody else kind of tells you where to go. I'm a passenger princess.
Yeah.
Santa holds my passport. And
I guess. I mean, if you're referring to my kids thinking that I'm going to die every time we go for a walk in a foreign country, I mean, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Well, enjoy that.
You can get in on the trip to Bermuda for this year's Greg Hill Classic. All you have to do is go to BermudaGolfRaffle.org. Let's get to this, Shime.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
the street, you can hear her scream, you're a disgrace. And she slams the door in his drunken face. And now he stands outside, and all the neighbors start to gossip and drool. He cries, oh girl, you must be mad. What happened to the sweet love you and me had? Against the door he leans and starts a scene, and his tears fall and burn and garden green.
Chime, that is Jimi Hendrix. And Castles Made of Sand.
Well done.
The name of that song. I love Jimi Hendrix. By the way, I didn't think about this, but a texter is pointing out on the Subaru of New England text line for me that P. Diddy had several safes, which apparently were opened up. And
take
so,
that, take that.
Whatever was in there is probably now in possession of Homeland Security.
Was he also asking women where their passports were?
No, that was just R. Kelly.
That's R. Kelly.
That was just R. Kelly.
Yeah.
That should have been in Drop Madness.
Mm. Yes.
The R. Kelly song.
That is pretty good.
Do you have your passport?
No, it was like your shots and your... Where is that?
I'll never
forget the first time I played snippet of this song on this radio station.
Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America? America. Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America? America, America, America. Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Who wants to come back with us to America?
I don't care what you say. R. Kelly's talented.
Oh. I know, but I also like how no one was looking at R. Kelly sideways when he was singing in a foreign land. Do you have your passports? And have you got a penicillin shot for gonorrhea?
And in other news, that's what Greg's been saying in Fort Point the last 3 weeks.
He also has a female backup singer who's like following along.
He's such a great singer. You get lost in the music. You don't even hear what he's saying. You just enjoy the music. Do you have your passport?
How many times did you blare R. Kelly Hotel having no idea what he was actually doing inside said hotel?
Hey. Talent, boy. You got talent. It can blind you.
All right. Good morning, Shime.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. Shout out to the Red Sox. 1-0. Going to go undefeated at this point. I got to tell you, though, I did get a smidge nervous this morning. When I walked in, I was looking over the box score, going over some of the highlights of the game, and I thought to myself for a brief moment, it wasn't long, but a brief moment, I said, I might actually lose this wager with Baseball Brett. Red Sox might actually be okay. But then I realized that the starting pitching is still going to be the major problem because Bale was good last night. He was. Mm-hmm. But the reason the Red Sox won is because their lineup was raking. Everyone had a hit last night.
Every starter had a hit last night.
You got two dongs, one out of your superstar endeavors, one out of Tyler O'Neill. Like, that's the reason you're going to win games. And then your bullpen was really good.
Yep.
Those are the two things that are going to be able to carry this team if you're going to get over that win total. And if you get any of your starters to show up even a little bit on a regular basis, you might be cooking with something a little bit.
Well, then the question becomes, will you for once, because they haven't done it the last 4 years, maybe five, will you make a move when it comes to trade deadline time if this team is in it, you know, in it wild card wise?
I think if you're Craig Breslow, you have to, because you have to come in here knowing about some of the things that happened. And when we talked to Lou yesterday, to be a former player and you start to hear guys in the clubhouse chirping, it's almost like you know what those guys want, and there's a legitimate chance. So a former player would be like, hey, we got to do something. And Lou brought up the guy from the Texas Rangers and him being a former player. So maybe Breslow's able to kind of beat the drum a little bit louder.
Yeah, okay. Shime, thank you. Red Sox start the season with a win. And you can listen this evening. 9:40 is the start on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network right here at WEEI and on the Odyssey app. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So the first thing any addict does is they cop to the lowest known quantity of drinking, drugging, betting, whatever. And there is a very important quick line from Trisha Thompson, who was on with Rich Eisen yesterday, who broke the initial Shohei story that has not gotten enough attention. Here that is.
For the wire transfers, I had only seen two, but I had been told it was at least $4.5 million.
At least $4.5 million.
So maybe more than that.
I would say I would bet everything that there is far more than that. They found that there was at least $4.5 million. And these transfers were nine separate $500,000 transfers, according to the reporting at ESPN and the Los Angeles Times. They knew all of that when Shohei, this woman told, Trisha Thompson told Rich Eisen yesterday that she was made aware of this investigation into Shohei and his interpreter in January.
Huh.
It's now April, basically. So the whole thought process that Shohei was just alerted to this, made a mistake by allowing his interpreter to speak, and now they're going after him, although nobody can actually see what law enforcement wing is investigating the interpreter, if anyone. And this is just going away.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable. You're talking about at least nine separate $500,000 bank transfers. That is not being duped, everybody. And you don't, if you, at a certain point, at maybe $1.5, at $3 million, you realize this. Shohei was knee-deep. He was up to his eyeballs in this, my belief, not just a guess,
yeah,
informed or not informed opinion, but this story, once it's fully vetted, if it's ever allowed to be, will be ugly for Shohei.
Well, what's this tell you that we haven't heard much of it? It's like I was
they're
saying.
They're trying to bury it.
The dude's taking the plea. The dude's going to be
I'm telling you. Wiggy, it's not just the guy taking the plea or whatever.
I get that he's going to do that.
But Major League Baseball, right, or if there were any journalists left, I mean, that's another problem. Like, Sports Illustrated, you know, got rid of everybody who works there. It's all AI or whatever it is. Like, if there were, there's not enough journalists left in the journalism biz.
Right, I get that.
To be investigating this stuff. But it's their most high-profile player.
Right.
So they're going to do everything that they possibly can to bury the story.
Especially, it becomes easy to bury when the guy in question of doing everything
is going
to
be the fall guy.
And is like, yeah, I did it. Yeah,
well, won't it be easy to recognize that Shohei Ohtani was the one actual betting? Because if he is in fact like a gambling addict, and that's just pure speculation, if that's the case, he's not going to be able to stop just because Mizuhara went to jail.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like, it will continue to happen if it is in fact him.
If she's saying that there was eight wire transfers, I've never wired money. I've never had enough money to wire. Asking the room, don't you get a call
have to sign it yourself.
You
have to be the individual. If it's your bank account, you have to do the wire transfer.
Right.
Somebody can't do it for you.
How can he say that he didn't do it?
Well, he's saying it through a translator.
Right. But here's the other thing, Courtney, that they would have you believe that on March 20th, Shohei was made aware that his interpreter and best friend was $4.5 million in the hole. And bad people were going to go after him if he didn't do this. When in reality, this was over a 5 to 7 year span of several massive transfers to this underground gambling ring in Southern California. The way it's being discussed does not match the reality of the case at all.
Yeah.
And weren't there, wasn't there like other bets that were placed in Japan?
Yeah.
So who knows what the, you know, laws or underground gambling world is like over there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Great lead, Curtis. We will get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead next. I hate being the bearer of bad news, but I think based on a story this morning, I have to share this. And it's bad news, I think, for your bank account when it comes to watching NFL games this season.
Oh.
So we will get to that during my lead coming up in just a moment or two.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you to Boston Vegas 222 in the Twitch chat, who requested a little Joe Jackson, wanted a different song, but it is full of naughty words, the expletives. So Shime and I pivoted last minute.
I like that one.
You do?
Yeah. 1979. Oh, okay. A little out of my wheelhouse, yeah, but I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's the artist?
That's Joe Jackson.
Joe Jackson.
Love him.
You're in a bubbly mood today.
I really am.
It's Friday?
It is Friday.
Okay. All right.
Well, but yeah.
Let's get to your lead.
Okay, so we've been talking about the difference in how fans treat the Red Sox compared to other franchises in the city.
Yeah.
And Wiggy always goes to the fact that fans just hate John Henry, mm-hmm. and that's why they have a bias. And I think we got a perfect example yesterday about a new age owner and how they win over new age fans. Mm. The new owners of the Baltimore Orioles popped up at Pickles Pub in Camden Yards for opening day. They introduced themselves to the fans. Here's how that went.
Yo, yo, listen up. Yo.
Everybody.
Hey, everybody. Yo. Oi.
Hey.
I want to introduce myself. I'm Mike Arrighetti, one of the new owners of the O's. This is... my best friend Smitty, also a new owner of the O's. And this is Mitch. We're buying everybody a beer.
That is the difference. To put yourself out there among the people, fit in, buy them a beer. You've got all the money in the world. It just makes you more relatable. And I know people hate that word because they're billionaires. And what do I have to relate to them? When you see this guy on the street, he feels like just another fan.
Yeah.
And he's talking to them like they're just another fan. This is the difference in how to win over a fan base and how to get them on your side. Mm. That is what John Henry lacks. He's not out there enough. He's not inserting himself with the fan base. Whether you care about this or not, that's up to you. I just think it would do him justice if he took a page out of their book.
Yeah, I would agree with you. That's really cool. It also helps that your new ownership group goes out in the offseason and gets you a legit big money starting pitcher. I mean, I think that also helps when it comes to the way the fans
feel. Because you know who's a massive fan and lets us know all the time? RKK.
Yes, he is a fan at heart.
Just go out there and spend money.
He is a fan at heart. But I that's really cool.
Really cool.
Really cool. All
as right. opposed to John Henry, who has Red Sox fans pay for Sidney Crosby.
They love him in Pittsburgh.
All right, Wiggy, your lead this morning.
All right, so good morning. And last night's Celtics game, you know, I was a little frustrated because there was one point in the game where I'm like, all right, is this something that could potentially show its ugly side in the playoffs? And that's how you lose the game. DeJounte Murray is going off. I mean, he's shooting 60 shots. He's got 40 points. And I say, Mrzula, all right. And I heard Eddie House say this. Blitz him. Run a double team at him. Don't let him beat you.
By himself, basically.
And I understand that I believe it was Drew Holiday that was covering him. And, you know, Drew's a great defender. But at that point in time, like, you know he's shooting the basketball. So why not just run a double at him, get the ball out of his hands, and put the game in somebody else's hands. Put it in Brock Donovan's hands. Put it in Clint Capella's hands. Put it in David Krejci's hands. Right?
So you have this loss last night on Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, put it in anybody else's hands but him. So the one thing, and Curtis brings this point up all the time, and we kind of go back and forth about it, and, you know, this is where Curtis could be right. When you get at the end of the game, are you going to make the right decisions as a coach, calling a timeout play, executing a good play, making sure you got the right, like, even at the end of regulation, like, what kind of play was that where Tatum's falling away to his left, shooting a three-pointer? And I think those are more on the coach at the end of the game.
Than on the players.
Hey, no matter what we do here, we're running a double at Murray. Let somebody else beat us with an open shot.
I like it.
So that's the only concern that I have. Is he going to be able to do that?
Okay, great lead. Thank you.
You got it.
I mentioned earlier, I hate being the bearer of bad news, but I sometimes feel like it is my solemn obligation on this show to warn you of impending doom. So last week, the NFL breathlessly announced that they would have two NFL football games available for you as fans on Christmas. Yesterday, in the fine print, they announced that they would be auctioning those two games off to the highest bidder, broadcast or stream-wise. Starting bid is $50 million. So I would ask, do you think that those games on Christmas, while you're sitting around with your family and your chestnuts are roasting on the open fire, do you believe that those games will be available on a free network, or do you believe that you will be paying for football on Christmas? Yeah.
That's going to be a streamer.
I would bet Amazon Prime is one of them, and then the other one will be like
Peacock,
ESPN Plus or Peacock.
I'm going to give you a number, Greg. It's 71, and I'm going to tell you why it relates to this.
Yeah.
71% of the consumers that purchased Peacock for the Chiefs-Dolphins game still have it today.
Yeah.
That is an unbelievable number that will dictate all future decisions by brass within the NFL and other sports leagues. They retained over 7 in 10 that signed up for that game when America was like, I'm not doing it.
I know.
I hate capitalism.
I know. Yeah. And you're just to prepare you.
You're going to do it.
You're going to be paying for every single NFL game that you watch at some point very soon.
I already have these, so it's not a big deal for me.
But Greg, do you know what it costs to watch the Red Sox on NESN per month?
$35 a month.
$35,
So for $30 a month, you watch a team that's not invested in,
and their app sucks.
Right, or you could watch the NFL for $5 a month.
This is this is the way of the world. You know, smart on the NFL for doing this, because Curtis is right. You get those. I got them all. I'm like Shime. You get Hulu. You get Prime. You get Tubi. You get them all.
You can package half of them.
And then next thing that happens, they run you whatever it is, $25 a month.
Yeah.
And you sign up and you forget to cancel it.
Yeah. I got to tell you something. I'm seriously thinking about getting rid of basic cable.
Yeah.
Do it. Welcome to the club.
You guys
get a new TV while you're at it.
Yeah.
Brett, what's your password for Peacock?
You might have been right.
I am seriously, what do they call it?
Cord cutting.
Cord cutting.
I'm thinking of cutting the cord.
Yeah. It's time.
But you still spend a ton of money, so it's not like.
Bobes, you just got sent an email with a code. Can you send that over to me so I can log in?
Can I use the same remote? That's a big question for me. If I can use the same remote for the streaming services, I might be in.
Yeah, it's all on one TV.
There's also bundles that make it a bit cheaper. Like Disney Plus has Hulu and ESPN.
Right, but the thing about these streaming services, there's so many of them. There's Hulu, there's Peacock.
Paramount.
MGM Plus, BET Plus.
And Max.
So you have to, what ends up happening, you have to get, and even if they're only like $15, you have to get all of them to watch something that you like.
NFL fans, get ready to pay for every single game you want to watch.
You know what cord cutting's like? going out for tapas. You think it'll be less expensive, but in the end, it's this little
it's
bit
really
more.
Not.
All right. Those are today's leads. They said it. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.